One day, is that what happened to us with Nate, Sam, and Hugh? I'm getting down to those intros quickly these days. Yep. Instead of doing our diatribe of conversation, being like, oh, wait, we're 5 minutes in. I need to do this. Back in the way back day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. How are you? How are things?
Things go. Things are okay. You know, it's Super Tuesday happened.
Yeah, I didn't, I went to bed at like 8 p.m. So I woke up to the, nothing surprising happened.
No,
there was nothing.
Not particularly. Nothing Garvey taking the Republic, like, if people don't know, California, the Senate race is completely open. And so, it doesn't matter what party, two Democrats can run against each other, or two Republicans, which would never happen, but... Garvey was able to sneak his way in handedly.
That's Steve Garvey,
the former pitcher,
if you're curious.
At 75.
Former Padre and Dodger.
Yes.
And arguably Hall of Famer. I don't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame, but he's borderline. He's borderline.
I don't think he's in.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll get, not a lot of Republicans get elected to the U.S. Senate from California. This would be taking over Dianne Feinstein's seat.
Yeah. There was a pseudo another election for the replacement for Dianne Feinstein as well. So it's kind of like a weird thing.
Well, yeah, because there was a temporary person was put in place, right?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, that's one I didn't. So then there was no really winner, quote unquote.
No, this is just
because they
a primary essentially to see who's going to run in November.
I was torn because I liked two of the Democrats. I like Katie Porter and I like Schiff.
I prefer Porter, but you know she fell quite short in my shocked kind of situation.
Honestly. What was the final there?
Schiff crushed it. He won. Garvey was second. I think. What was it? Let's see. Other races. Porter was like 15%. So that's the number I saw. I was like, oh, that, you know.
And now that's unfortunate because now it's not like she can just.
Go back
flip
to her
back
house seat.
And go back to her house seat,
no,
right? I mean, she'd have to be reelected, but can she even join that fight this late?
I don't know. It's like she is that good, but her seat was everything was redistricted, so it was kind of like it got a little crazy there. So,
like with when folks run for president, they can generally keep their job unless it's an election year and they kind of get thrown off. You know, so you'll often see somebody run like a senator run for president, drop out, and then they're still senator. But that doesn't usually happen in their own election year. Yeah. You know, that's with members of the House, they're obviously elected every 2 years. So it seems like she'd be awfully late in the game to rerun for her own seat. Though she's very popular, so who knows?
Who knows? Not popular enough to get the state, but...
True, but then there are some places where you cannot, like once you join the presidential race, you essentially give up your seat.
That was the case in Florida. You weren't allowed to run for president as governor. You had to, and they changed the law specifically for Ron DeSantis
to take that seat. Weird that happened.
True shocker that, yeah.
But did I see, maybe I'm completely wrong, are there term limits on governor? There must be because he can't run again. Because I saw like I saw people that are they're like front runners for the governor of Florida.
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz. I think I saw Rick Scott. Although Rick Scott's he's pushing his weight. He might be a McConnell replacement. So I don't think he's gonna. Governor seems like a downgrade from like.
Didn't he lose like hundreds of millions of dollars for the.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was part of a huge Medicare scam, I think.
Yeah.
But he keeps getting elected because Florida is going to Florida.
It is an oddly scary, impressive state in that sense.
Did you see that they recently? I'm not exactly sure when it happened, but it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek you know, Florida Man. There's the whole joke about Florida Man.
Yeah.
They kind of peaked, you know, several years ago, where anytime you'd see some crazy arrest, like somebody fought an alligator while on meth, like that kind of thing, and it just became like, ah, Florida Man. That's, you know, it's cliche. Evidently, recently they had held a Florida Man Games, which was kind of like the Olympics, except that they just picked ridiculous Florida type things. Like there was an actual, one of the events was an obstacle course that was quote unquote the that was running away from police obstacle course, and they had a number of other events like that. And you know, I guess you can joke about it if you're white, but I don't feel like they had many minorities taking part in said games. But you know, I guess they're sort of in on the joke. But yeah, Florida Man is they're Florida. Florida.
There was a funny candidate. It was President Body was a nominee for California for the president.
President Body?
Yeah. That was a name that was on the ballot. As I was looking through it, I was like, that doesn't seem right for some odd reason.
Did you vote? I guess you can't vote.
I can't vote.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. I was just able to look through a ballot because Esther had her take it, mail-in. So,
I don't think Missouri. I mean, I guess Missouri had a primary. I don't think so. I think it was party yesterday.
No,
maybe it was, and that makes me a terrible civilian. A terrible citizen, rather. Although it's Missouri. I mean, what. There's no question of who is going to win that bad boy. Yeah. So I guess it's we're pretty much stuck with the same two.
Oh, so yay. This was a lot closer than I anticipated. It was 33.2% for Schiff and 32.4% for Garvey.
Really?
Now, Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, both Democrats, took up 20.
They took some votes. Yeah,
21% of the votes.
Yeah, the people that were voting for Lee and she was another one. So honestly, all three of those candidates I like.
Yeah.
The people who voted for Lee and Porter are not going to vote for Garvey. They're not going to be like, yep, I guess I'll just vote for the Republican. That's not going to happen. So yeah, I imagine Schiff's numbers would go up considerably in general. Yours too. Was like the Hollywood area.
He was Beverly Hills.
He had a swath, but it was us. We were part of that.
Mono went Schiff. Like, interesting.
Who's Mono?
Mono is out a county out way east, northeast of San Jose. It's like there's like a weird little. I'm looking at the California map, and it's, you know, blue at up most of the coastline outside of Orange County and San Diego, shocker. And then it's, you know, there's like a little umbrella in the sea of what is the red of California. If people don't understand this, California is a completely red state outside of the major cities. Hold on, pausing.
I was saying that the whole people vote for, you vote for people, not it's vote based on people, not land. So there's wide swaths of California that are yes red, but there also nobody lives there.
Oh yes.
So you know that's why California is so blue while even showing so much red, because it's mostly red outside of San Francisco and LA, but that's where all the people are. Yeah, that's why they can call California elections at like 3 p.m.
No, it's just always funny. It's like we have friends who moved out to Kern, and that was like 48% Garvey. And it's just like,
he'll get some votes anything. Just based on name. That helps name recognition. You know,
really? You think the young people know who Steve Garvey is?
Steve Garvey is. I'm thinking that, well, the young people aren't generally voting red, but I think the old people will. I don't think they'll necessarily think. I mean, they'll think like, oh, yeah, Steve Garvey, great player. I don't think they would immediately say, Steve Garvey, I want him to be my senator.
A 75-year-old senator. Age limits has got to be a thing at some point. But they're the ones who vote for the rules, and Why would anyone be like,
it's the same thing with I think we've talked about before, why the drivers, you know, that there will never be a limit on being able to drive, like a maximum age, or even an age that I think is perfectly reasonable, that after a certain age you should be required to at least take the test again. You know, I'm not saying that older people shouldn't be able to drive, but you should,
there should be a competency.
There should be something. Should be something, because you, in the same reason, I mean, the reason we don't have people under 16 driving is because, I guess, the thought being that you don't have the mental capabilities, maybe physical capabilities, obviously, if you're too short, like if you're a child, but, you know, people of a certain age, older, they also lose those capabilities. I mean, you can see it when you're out on the road, but that'll never happen because old people vote, and they will never vote for that.
No.
So, yeah, well, I'm glad we got our politics out of the way.
Exactly. Always a good
On a lighter note, did you know that Firefest is coming back?
I did hear this, yes.
There's going to be a Firefest 2, which is remarkable, run by the same guy, Billy McFarland, who went to prison for 4 years for the previous one.
Did he know?
For mail and wire fraud. He went to prison, got out of prison in 2022, and now he's running it back and doing it again. And according to him, he's raised $110 million in pre-sale tickets.
Seriously.
I think it's just general curiosity that people would pay that kind of money. I think the minimum ticket, because it's like a whole weekend thing, I think all travel's included, although last time we saw how that ended up. But like, so the minimum ticket is like $2,500. But still, that's a lot of tickets.
That's what the first round of tickets were. It's like someone... Yeah. The only person who had a good time is the one who won the free ticket and was just like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, yeah. But he claims this time that he's leaving all the planning to, like, the executives and the operation partners, people who know what they're doing. Like, he concedes that he had no idea what he was doing before. And that's why he ended up going to prison for 4 years. So maybe it'll work out. You know, they haven't even announced the location, much less a lineup of, you know, like, I wonder if Ja Rule will be involved again. Probably not, because he didn't go so well from the first time. He seemed to escape any sort of like liability. Like, he wasn't charged with anything, even though he seemed to be a big part of it. Ja Rule was like the face of it.
Right.
But I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to go. Maybe you will. Just let me know how it
is. Yeah, I'm not going. So, don't you worry your pretty little heart out on that one. So,
Okay. Oh, maybe Sam will go. We'll get some updates.
I'm just shocked that it's actually happening again, and no one's been like, yeah, you know, probably shouldn't.
Do we know it's happening? We're going on the word like that $110 million number is on the. That is what a person who went to jail for fraud is saying. In fact, his name, if you look up his wiki, like in the top paragraph of his wiki, he's referred to as the poster boy for millennial scamming. So I would probably not.
Billy McFarland?
Billy McFarland, yeah. I would not throw my faith behind him, but I guess if you've got that kind of money to burn. You know, you could be interested, I suppose. My days of going to music festivals, Hugh, are over.
Yeah.
And that was even over when it's something local, not so much even, you know, traveling abroad. Is it still traveling abroad if you're just going to the Caribbean?
Yes, it is.
I always think of traveling abroad with, like, you know, going over the pond, going over to like Europe or Asia is what I consider abroad. Even, you know, obviously, I guess it technically just means another country. Although, if you're going to Canada, is that abroad? I don't know.
No. Yes. No. No. No.
I mean, okay. Well, I'd have to look up the definition of abroad, but I'm pretty sure it really just is probably another country. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, how are you feeling? How you feeling about the royal family?
Kate Middleton.
Not just her, the all four of the senior royals, William, Kate, Charles, and Camilla, have all stepped down from the public.
Because the Queen's not telling them what to do.
That is probably true. And evidently, the Kate Middleton thing, some of the jokes people are getting off online are kind of funny. Like, there was the whole, yesterday, the photos came out of her in a car with her mom, but everybody's claiming it was a body double.
Yeah. And people, the mole.
People are doing, like, very in-depth, like, straight-up Zapruder film JFK stuff, comparing it. I don't know. I mean, Trump fell into that thing with the Melania. Although some of those Melania doubles were obviously doubles.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't look anything like her. This one looked like Kate. And I don't really know why they'd throw out a body double. It seems odd.
Well, I mean, nobody knows why she's in the hospital.
No, but that, I mean, it. The fact, I mean, yes, they're being secretive about it. But it probably means that it's something bad. You know, that's why I don't feel right making jokes.
No, I wouldn't make you know my stance on that family, and I wouldn't even make a joke about. I couldn't even break myself with Charles. I was like,
That's the thing that's interesting is they're being pretty transparent with Charles.
Well, Charles is also 70.
Yeah. But like,
something out there.
Although people are now saying that he might be worse off than they're leading us to believe.
Oh, probably.
Like his end might be sooner than we think. But they were very open about what kind of cancer, like what he was being treated for. Like this Kate thing is just nobody knows. They just know she went in for a procedure in like mid December, was in the hospital for I want to say 2 or 3 weeks, and they did say from the beginning, so they're not being secretive about this. They did say that she would have no public duties until after Easter. So it's not like they've missed that deadline. But people are definitely curious what on earth is going on. And then William is dropped out of the public eye because he's, you know, her.
Oh, but he did go make his way to Wrexham on St. David's Day. So.
Oh, he did. He did. Yeah, he did that.
Oh,
yeah,
Wales Twitter was quite happy with Rob on that one.
Was Ryan there too?
No, or just Rob. Just,
I saw Rob.
Is not doing the best when it comes to certain things. Like,
he's new to the game.
No, it's not that he's just new to the game. He has an affinity towards the royal family, which is a big no. And people who haven't seen Welcome to Wrexham, it's a great show. Recommend it highly. It's a Welsh club that has been pretty much in disarray for
purgatory,
pretty much. And they brought it to life. But not only did they bring the club to life, they brought the town to life, which is huge because it's a northern Welsh town. City, I should say, that I can't fault them. They've put Wales on the map in a manner of speaking. So, love to see it. At the same point in time, I'm like, why couldn't they buy Newport? That would have been nice.
Wasn't the thing with Wrexham that it was sort of like there wasn't an owner, right? Wasn't it like one of those publicly?
It was public.
Like, it was like the Packers, where
it was Newport at the time.
Oh,
Newport
okay.
just. Hugh Davis, same Hugh spelling, just purchased the club, I believe, or Jenkins, Hugh Jenkins, I think it was, this past season. So, you know, it's once again, it is this thing. But, you know, the reason why people are upset is because majority of Wales do not believe that there should be a Prince of Wales. It's a given title. That's a very big confusion because everyone's like, oh, is that your, you know, I'm like, no, it's not really. It's just started off with, like, I think Edward II or Edward I.
I get, when was Edward II?
That was way back when. We're talking, they're wearing armor back in the day when
because they got, what was,
his nickname was the Black Prince of Wales.
The one who had to abdicate was Edward the 7th or 8th, the Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, yeah.
He was 7 or 8. I don't remember. So when you get Edward II, you'd have to go back from before. I know Edward I, because that was the villain in Braveheart, Longshanks.
Yes.
Wasn't that Edward I?
Oh.
So I don't know when the second was because the naming scheme for royalty is bizarre. I don't really, because a lot of, you know, Charles and William, I assume William will go by William, but sometimes they change their name completely. I don't know. Yeah. How, I mean, I'm sure there have been a ton of Williams. I know of at least two. So I don't know.
But he was Edward the Third.
Who so, was?
The one I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, they're you're allowed to change your name. I think Charles. Yeah. Did Charles change his name to George?
I think this Charles.
Yes, this Charles.
No, this Charles is Charles the Third.
Oh, he's Charles. Ooh, yeah. He stuck with it.
Yeah, which is that name hasn't had a lot of luck.
No.
Charles the First lost his head. But they sewed his head back on, which I thought was
very quite
morbid.
Nice of them, you know.
He was beheaded because I believe it was one of the revolutions.
Oh, mom will chime in on this one. Don't worry, I'll get a text message about how wrong we were. So,
wasn't that? I mean, because I'm gonna be completely wrong. I don't. Was that the Cromwell one? It was one of the revolutions. But he was beheaded. But they sewed his head back on to bury him, if I recall. I don't know much more than that. But and something happened with Charles II. Like there was something, there was some controversy. So picking Charles III, he's third time's a charm, I suppose. I have no idea what number William will be, or George. I assume George. You know, they already all have king names.
Yeah.
You know, we've had many Georges already. I think we'd be up to George the Fifth or sixth, because Elizabeth's father was George.
Yes, he was.
But I don't remember if he was which George he. Well, I know he wasn't George the Third, because famously George
there
the Third.
There have been six Georges.
Are how many?
Six.
Oh wow, yeah. There have been George the Third was our he was a character in Hamilton, so that tells you how long ago that was. Yeah. People are making it seem like that there's, all four of them disappear. Oh, and then Camilla disappeared from public eye for we don't really know why. She just said she's going to stop doing public appearances for the short term, which means that all four major royal family members are out of the spotlight. And a lot of people are like, oh, I think there are some people that honestly think the royal family still is in charge. Or something.
I don't.
Because people are making it seem like, oh, the country must be in disarray because the four royals aren't being seen publicly.
I don't know. The royal family. We can move off that one. There's no happy ending to that, in my opinion. A family on welfare that is quite much living off the people. So.
But they do own all the swans. I think it's the ducks and the swans. The royal family actually is the only. I remember Queen Elizabeth essentially was the owner of every swan and duck in the UK. Like you cannot do anything. You cannot catch. You could not kill, because she is the technical owner.
Right.
I do not know how that applies in the U.S. I'm pretty sure you could probably steal a duck or a swan and you'd be okay. I don't know why you'd do that, but I'm sure you would.
Okay. There's been three Williams so far, from what I can. I'm looking at a.
Wasn't one of them the Conqueror? It was that far back. I believe his name was William the Conqueror, which nicknames like that we don't give anymore. Which is sad. We should have more nicknames like Longshanks or William the Conqueror or Richard the Lionhearted. We need more nicknames.
Don't
like
we have
that.
That
we got
in fighting and boxing and things like that?
Oh sure, but that's not the
wrestling
same thing.
They have nicknames?
Athletes. Yeah.
I mean,
Did you still watch wrestling? At all?
Here and there.
Like, I just saw that the big Sting's last final match thing.
No, that was a pay-per-view. I'm not going to pay for AEW.
Oh, was it a pay-per-view? Yeah. Okay.
But he's been wrestling for 40
years? I was
going to
say, he's been wrestling for our entire lives.
Yeah.
I even remember way back when, before he did the Crow persona, when he was doing, like, the...
Sting.
His persona was closer to Ultimate Warrior.
Do you know about him and Ultimate Warrior?
You've told me this before.
They were a tag team when they were
starting
out.
That makes sense, because their look was very similar.
What was it? the ultimate dingo. They're the dingo warrior or something like that. And Blade. I forget what they're... Oh.
But I remember, and then he took on the crow persona, and he's been rocking that crow persona for 30 years. But, you know, I mean, I was shocked he was still in the game. But, you know, everybody's got to end at some point.
What, they were the Blade Runners or something like that? It's just a the Blade Runners, that's what they were. Oh, good times.
Speaking of the crow, I am not happy with this reboot. I only just learned of this reboot days ago.
It was last week, actually, after we had recorded. The photo had come out, and you texted me, "What is this?" And
I feel like this is happening a lot. Maybe I've just lost I no longer have my finger on the pulse of pop culture. Where all these movies are being made that I've never heard of, and they're not only have been made already, they're about ready to come out, and I didn't know the Ghostbusters, did not know that we had a new Ghostbusters until I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, huh, when did we make that? And the Crow, not happy about. You made the point, and it's a fair one, that the first one was not a particularly good movie.
It really wasn't. If you go back and watch it, it wasn't.
But it just has like a cult, I mean, and it's not even just the Brandon Lee dying. Like, just there's, even if he had, I mean, it's hard to say how it would be regarded if he had lived, because that was, it's just such an eerie thing, him dying, making that movie because of what the movie's about. But there, I mean, you're absolutely right. Maybe if I went back and watched it, I'd be like, oh, God, this is crap, but I remember it fondly.
Exactly. And how long has it been since you watched it?
Oh God, a long time. And God, this tell you how old it is. I saw TMZ did like an interview with the woman who played the girl, little girl.
Oh, okay.
And she is now older. I don't want to say old, but like it was, you know, it's weird. That's how long ago that movie was made. That she, I was like, oh my God, was she the little girl in that? Yeah. So, but yeah, the photos that came out of was it Bill Skarsgård plays the same man who plays the clown from It, I believe, right?
You are correct, and the son of and the brother.
Yeah, he's part of the famous Skarsgård family of Stellan, the father, and then what's the brother, the one who's on
Alexander.
True Blood? Alexander, and he was in Succession. Yeah. But Stellan Skarsgård, awesome. But yeah, the photos came out like from, you know, him in costume as the crow, and it's just like people kept saying it was very similar to Jared Leto's Joker. Like, oh, yes. The look is almost identical. Now, I've never read the Crow comics. Was it a comic or a graphic novel?
Well, they're all graphic novels now.
Well, isn't it? But I generally think of a graphic novel as like a bigger, like not necessarily small issues. You know, I think of a graphic novel being like the overall story. Mm. But yeah, anyway. So I don't know how close they got it with Brandon Lee. This one looks totally different with the tattoos and everything. It's just
modernized is what it comes down to.
I guess. I don't know. I have no idea when it's coming out, but that's not really something I'm particularly excited about.
The original set is quite expensive, if you ask me. This on eBay, the Crow 1-4 set. First printings is up to about $8,000.
Oh, you're talking about the comics? Yeah. I thought you were talking about the movies, because they did make a couple sequels of that. Great.
Yeah, they fell off after that. Those were even worse.
Yeah, well, it didn't seem like it was a movie that needed a sequel, to be honest.
And how many did they have? That's the question. I think it was three?
Couple.
Let's see. There's The Crow Dead Time, The Crow Flesh and Blood, The Crow City of Angels, The Crow Wild Justice. Jesus. Wait, please tell me that's... Yeah.
I wonder how big a star Brandon Lee would have become.
That is like, a big question. Because
part of it... You know, there's always that thing when it generally happens with musicians, but with actors as well. When they die tragically young, they become... they go from famous to infamous. You know, like James Dean. James Dean was only in like three movies. Same with, I mean, Kurt Cobain's a bad example because Kurt Cobain was already big, and I don't think his fame is only because he died young. I think he was, you know, Nirvana was.
We don't know.
But you know, sometimes the legend becomes bigger than what the what the actor or musician was. And I don't know. Brandon Lee had done the movies I remember. I believe one was Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then he did another one where he was a cop. The name escapes me, but it was out in theaters. I remember seeing it. And then
was that the one with Dolph Lundgren?
No, I think that was Showdown in Little Tokyo. Rapid Fire, that's the one. But yeah, I remember seeing Rapid Fire in the theater. And you know, I don't know. Maybe he would have. Those aren't really, none of those three I would consider good movies. But you know, a movie like The Crow could have made him a bigger star.
Possibly.
It's just so wild, the fact that both he and his dad like died tragically while making movies. While in the middle of making movies. Mm-hmm. You know, they had to finish the movie without the lead. It was a little easier with The Crow because you could just kind of get around it with just the darkness of the movie. If you go back and watch the movie that Bruce Lee died, I don't remember what the name of it is.
Enter the Dragon.
No, he didn't die during that one, did he? I think he died.
Oh no! It was the one with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, it was called like Game of Death, or it had a different name. But he died tragically making that. And then what they had to do to finish the movie was just they used like footage of him from other things. They used body doubles. Obviously, they didn't have CGI. Hell, they didn't have CGI at the Brandon Lee era. You know,
Game of Death.
I knew it had death in the name. You know, like they couldn't do what they did to Paul Walker.
No.
By the way, did you know that
the anniversary?
Yeah, I think it's already been 10 years, I think. I'm almost positive it was like 13 or 14 or 15. Because I was with you when that news broke? We were at Barney's.
Yep. It was 13.
But 13, okay, so we already passed the 10-year. But was that in Fast... He died while they were making Fast 7?
Yep.
And yeah, at the end they used the CGI'd his face over his brother's body, and it was only for that real quick scene.
I think they had finished shooting Fast 7, and it was just kind of like they needed to write him off the movie series.
Yeah, they didn't have that final scene where the two cars go in different directions. But the problem they had, and I get not wanting to kill off a character, you know, especially when the actor dies tragically. But the problem with that is that they cannot explain why he's not in these movies. Like they keep trying to, being like, oh, he's busy raising his kid, he's doing this, he's doing that. When if you follow the character arcs, especially since Jordana Brewster has joined the group again, it's like, okay, she's rejoined the group, but he hasn't. Like they should have just killed the character. It's just weird when they, and I, like, again, I understand that out of respect to the actor, you don't always want to kill the character off.
Okay, you want my biggest thing, because he technically is still alive in these movies, technically, and Dom named his son Brian after the Paul Walker character. Yeah. Now, had he died, that would have made sense. But the fact,
it's just weird because they've made 8, 9, and 10, and they're about to make 11
10
without Paul.
10 part 2.
10 part 2. So it's 11, technically.
No, it's 10 part 2. Yeah, still one movie. It's just a novella of a film.
According to Vin Diesel, there might be a part 3.
That is
so they'll just keep doing this. No, it'd be very funny if they got to like
part 5
Fast 10 part 5.
Yeah.
They've done 3 movies since Paul Walker died, and they mention him quite often, but it's always him. It's a very similar thing to and we talked about this before, what they do with the Marvel characters post Avengers. Like when these Marvel characters are getting into these you know, huge conflicts with aliens and with supervillains and things in the movie since the first Avengers, and you're always like, well, why didn't the other Avengers go help them? Like, why is Spider-Man doing this and that in New York City? Can't one of the Avengers help him? And they can't, you know, so they always try to write off saying, oh, they're doing something else, which is just stupid. It's just because they can't put them in the movie. They did that with Captain Marvel. They would always say, oh, she's off doing something else. Because that was their justification of why she wasn't part of Infinity War. The first one, like, not, she showed up at Endgame at the end, but I think they even said, like, where have you been? And she's like, well, there were other things in the universe I had to do. So it's just weird that they have to write it that way. But yeah, the writing, mentioning his character so much, Paul Walker's character, without ever showing him, and the excuses they use, like that he's taking care of his own family. Sure. Except that Jordana Brewster rejoined the group. Like, if she had never come back, then fine. He's with his family. He doesn't want to do this anymore. It's just weird. Yep. Did you ever end up seeing 10?
I did, actually, yes.
Oh, okay. I think we may have talked about it. Because Jason Momoa was so
good. Oh, he's fantastic. It was the only reason to keep watching now.
He was having so much fun with it. And I can totally see why Vin Diesel was annoyed with him, because he stole the movie. Like, in the same way that The Rock stole it, when did The Rock join? Like, five or six?
5 or 6, yeah.
And that was, I think, part of where Vin Diesel and The Rock butted heads, because both of them have to be the star.
Yes.
But with Momoa, Momoa was just fucking around. Like, I don't know how much of that was in the script and how much of it was just him just... Like there's the one scene when he's painting the nails of a corpse. Oh,
fantastic
and
scene.
And you don't know it's a corpse.
Yeah.
He's just having so, like, you know, I've said this a million times. When you see an actor who's clearly having fun, they can make a bad movie. Like, the example I always use is Colin Farrell in Daredevil.
Hmm.
You could tell that movie is shit, but you could tell he was having a blast making it.
You can try and, I started watching Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom.
Oh, God. I never saw the first one.
First one was okay. It wasn't the worst, to be honest with you. Like, I, once again, he was very good in it. Of the DC films, it was one of the better ones, if I'll be honest with you. So
that's another thing is I saw the Batman versus Superman?
Yes, correct that.
I did not see Justice League. I just don't like not even specifically the Snyderverse ones. I just don't like the DCU. I mean, now that they're rebooting it with James Gunn in charge, maybe I'll like it. I did see the, I might have been the only one who saw The Flash in the theaters, but that was based solely on nostalgia. Like, when they started building up all the characters that were going to come back, like the Keaton Batman and other thing. Did you ever end up seeing that?
I started watching it. I got to the part where he had met Keaton as a crazy man.
With the long hair with the spaghetti.
Yeah. But I fell asleep. I tried to watch Blue Beetle, fell asleep.
Oh yeah.
That was just I don't know what they're doing.
I will say that the Flash, and you know what, it's been out too long to have a spoiler alert, especially since the people who haven't seen it are never gonna see it. The best cameo reveal was the very last shot of the movie.
Nick Cage.
With who?
Didn't Nick Cage make an appearance?
Nick Cage, sort of. There was this scene where he was going through all these universes. They were like all around him, and you saw the Nick Cage Superman.
Right. Okay.
That was never made.
Ah, yes.
No, the big reveal at the end is that you think he's gotten back to the regular universe. Like, his original universe, not the Michael Keaton universe.
Right.
Like, in the his Ben original Affleck. His original universe was the Ben Affleck.
Right.
Then the movies at the end, you think he's in the right universe. He thinks he's in the right universe. A limo pulls up, Bruce Wayne gets out, it's George Clooney. And it's like, oh, shit, I did not see that coming.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was good. It was, like, in the theater. There weren't many people in the theater when I saw it. But the people in the theater were like, whoa, did not see. They hid that one well. Because we knew they had been building up the Keaton.
Mm.
That's the only reason I saw that movie was just nostalgia. So they'll get me there. The James Gunn, I don't even know which one they're starting with. I know Superman's like his baby. Like, they've already done that casting. Yeah. And then they're shooting it already because they showed a James Gunn posted a cast photo, and the guy who plays Superman, he's not an actor whose name I recall.
That's fine.
But he looks like Superman.
That's the thing about these. That's the problem with Hollywood in general is like, and you and I have discussed this before. It's not so much the actors in these movies. You don't need names. Like Chris Pratt wasn't a name during Guardians of the Galaxy.
No,
people knew who he was.
He was the goofy guy from Parks and Rec.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just like sometimes the material can carry a film without the actors, and maybe it's a better way of finding people who can possibly move on the acting situation.
I feel like Cavill.
Henry Cavill was fantastic. I love Henry.
Oh no, I think he's a great Superman. And that is the one Snyder versus DC, Man of Steel. I enjoy. A lot of people don't like it. I think
it's fantastic. I think it's a nice little tale into.
It's a well-made movie. He was known in that. I remember seeing his name prior to him being cast because he was on The Tudors with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Yes.
That show about Henry VIII, but young hot Henry VIII. Mm-hmm. But he was hardly a name. Hell, I don't think Christopher Reeve was a name when he made the first Superman. He was like Christopher Reeve was like a classically trained Juilliard actor. But you're absolutely right. Those characters, Spider-Man. Well, I guess Tobey Maguire was known, but I didn't really know who Andrew Garfield was. Like I think he had already made Social Network. I believe in that.
That's about a bit, yeah.
But he was not like a huge name. Tom Holland for sure did not know.
No. Tom Holland's fantastic. Both those actors, quite good. Like,
except that now Tom Holland's he's fallen into that, like, can't really make something else thing. It's hard to get out.
Carry a movie, like, unless it's.
Well, he hasn't found anything worth carrying yet.
He tried. He tried to do that.
There was that action movie that was like treasure hunting.
Oh God! Why? Why? It was a video game.
But like, I don't know. Chris Evans might. I mean, he was great in Knives Out, but he's kind of that like he'll always be Captain America. Robert Downey Jr. is interesting because he's such an incredible actor. I mean, Uncharted. I knew it had a map thing in the name. It was Wahlberg, right? Mark Wahlberg, the other character. Like Robert Downey Jr., you'd think would be like his whole thing was that he became like Iron Man became him.
Yeah.
And he became
Iron Man.
Yeah. Like you can't. So it's not. It wasn't even. It got to the point where Robert Downey Jr. was just playing himself. But playing it perfectly, but he's such a great actor that he's gonna win the Oscar for Oppenheimer, which I have not seen. I probably need to get around to watching.
I think that's on Peacock right now. I need to watch it.
Yes, it is. I need to get around to that. I have nothing. Although that's one of those movies I've been told you really need to see in the theater.
I think it'll be okay. I think it'll get by. You know, I agree the visuals of it all are meant for to be on the screen. It's like I need to go see Dune Part 2, and I'm like,
I was just about to ask you if you'd seen it.
I was supposed to go yesterday, but you know there were some issues, so we did not end up going. And so it was like, there's a good deal on Tuesdays here. You can go see a movie for $5. And I'm not going to pass up a $5 movie.
Well, I hate to tell you this, in Missouri, you can pretty much always see a movie.
I hate you, but I'd have to live in Missouri, so.
Yeah, that is also true.
Of course, I could buy a house and have change, a lot of change left over.
Quite, yeah.
And a bigger house.
I think the rotting carcass of Nelly's mansion is still available. His house just fell into disrepair. He just like left this mansion that's just now it's overgrown with weeds and things.
Yeah, I've seen the.
So I bet you could buy that.
I could try that. Not gonna.
Yeah, no, I'd say it's safe to say that your money goes a lot farther in Missouri than it does in Los Angeles. Yeah. I think that's a fair statement.
I think most people Ohio would be a good place to put money because
would it be a good place?
No, none of these places are good places. Let's be honest, Nate. No offense. It's like
none taken.
You have representation of your state is somewhat backwards to all hell.
Mm-hmm.
But oddly enough, your representative who led on the charge of January 6th has kind of disappeared for the most part.
Thank fucking God.
Is he? He's supposed to be primaried, or he's got a he's got a race coming up in November.
Is he up? It's hard to keep track of when
that the 6 years is like, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of like the House doesn't have enough time. And
yeah, I guess I understand what the founders were doing with the House, because you wanted
constant turnover.
Yeah, you didn't. But the 2 years thing, you're absolutely right. Like, you get sworn in, and you're essentially rerun your
campaign for about 6 months, and then you're campaigning for a year again. It's like or fundraising. It's not like you're doing your job. You know?
Yeah, it's like, so at least the senator gets the 6 years. So you figure the last two are probably campaigning for your next thing, but you got four solid years where not that they are doing anything, because they are not, but they have the ability to do something. You know.
So haven't seen Dune Part Two. Need to go see that. I like the way people are talking about it. I'm not trying to
fall into
the hype of it all, but I'm like, I'm excited to go see this movie. I have not been this excited to see a movie, probably, like a sci-fi movie, since Blade Runner 2049.
Which is also him, wasn't
it?
Yep. Same director, Denis Villeneuve.
Villanueva, I believe.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I think, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I was not familiar. You know, I knew the name, obviously. Like, I knew the name. But then when I saw somebody recently like post all of the movies he's done, I was like, shit, man, he's done some bangers.
Yeah, he's kind of kicked some butt recently.
Like, he also did Arrival with Amy Adams. Like, yep. he's made some good movies. I heard somebody
Sicario.
Say that.
He did.
Yes, Prisoners, was a good one.
Rated R for nudity.
Which one? What was the one you just said?
The Prisoners. That's with Hugh Jackman and.
Oh yeah.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal. Where I think their children are abducted.
I saw somebody. I heard somebody say something like that. You can see Dune 2 without having seen the first one, which that seems wild to me. That, like, I feel like that's enough. There was enough backstory in the first one that you needed it to follow along in the second one.
Because it's a different chapter of the life of Paul Atreides, I think you could get away with it. I agree with you. I don't think you can, but you probably could. Like, if more people would, which more people are going to see this one, so you know. If,
yeah, it doubled the
original.
The first one only made like 40 million.
Yeah,
its opening weekend. And this one topped 80, which nowadays that's a huge number, you know, like in the
really
Marvel
funny to
in
think.
The Marvel heydays. That's a
that's
Marvel
a
heyday. That was a bummer of an opening weekend. Yeah. I got to get around to seeing Madame Web too, because that I've heard that one's a classic.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I was looking up the Madame Web thing while we were talking about like all this stuff, because I was like, there's something that neither of us really linked to about how and why these movies are so bad. And it's from the writing team. And if I were to tell you the writer or the screenplays were written by, it's a duo. I'm only pulling up the one name of Matt Sazima. I know it's a duo team. They wrote Dracula Untold.
Okay.
With Luke Evans. Okay.
Oh, okay, I vaguely remember that. Sure.
The Last Witch Hunter.
Wasn't that also Cabot? No.
That's
The
Vin
Last
Diesel.
Witch Hunter was Vin Diesel, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes.
I remember that. I heard that wasn't terrible.
It got a 5.9, so.
Okay.
So then we have The Gods of Egypt.
Oh, God.
Story by Power Rangers. The Power Rangers story by. The Lost in Space TV series, which is their highest rated thing. They did 28 episodes. Morbius and Madame Web were all the credits.
Ooh, and Morbius was
the worst rated Marvel movie of all time until Madame Web.
Yeah.
So, these guys keep getting jobs. And these are not, for you to understand, these are high-paying writing jobs. Like multi-million dollar jobs. Like, this isn't like, and they keep getting jobs. And I'm like, how? Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of like level. I'm like, I mean, good on them. Bless them. Because I'm like, I would love to have that like plethora of bombs. If
that's they're failing upward.
That's the thing. They are. I think Madame Web might be it.
Yeah, well, because Morbius before that was considered the low benchmark for the universe. That was the joke, and then this one became worse.
It just, like, and Sony execs are like, what are you thinking? That's the next thing. I don't know.
And Dakota Johnson has said she will never do another superhero movie. I saw a quote today that somebody asked Kirsten Dunst if she would ever do another superhero movie, and her answer was great. She said, absolutely, I need the money. Yeah. At least she's honest.
I'm surprised. And, like, her movie Civil War is coming out. That one should be interesting. That's not gonna... Do you know anything about this one, or have you watched a trailer of this one yet?
No, I don't think I have.
For those of you who are dealing with any mental kind of issues with life in general at present time, I do not recommend watching it, but it is a disturbing take on what could be.
Oh, I see. Oh, you know what? I've heard about this. I don't know if I want to watch the trailer. Yeah. I don't want to be depressed.
I watched it, and I'll be honest with you. I was like, this is something else. Like, it's not good. I mean, it's good. It looks like a good movie. It looks like a good take on it. But I'm like, I don't think our society needed something like this at present time.
No, we don't need to give people ideas.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah. And again, it turns out, I only say this because Kirsten Dunst is the lead in this one. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that after shooting it, she had PTSD from it. Like, it got really effed her up a little bit from filming.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
Because it's like, it's the reality of it is like right there. So I'm like, ugh. Yeah. So not the best.
Well.
Oh, always fun. Always positive us.
Yeah.
Aren't we
always good at starting and ending on a down note.
But, you know, hey, it's okay. Because there's next week. And we'll do better.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We'll do better after 270. What are we at now? 75 episodes? Or 76?
Wow, really?
Somewhere around there.
Good lord. Man. Well, maybe one of these benchmarks we'll remember. Like, we forgot the 100th episode.
We forgot the 200th episode. 250, we forgot.
Maybe just keep track of the 300th.
Maybe I'll just do a countdown.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.